Hey. Jason.
Hey.
Jason, let's get this over with.
Yeah.
Let's just do this right now.
Let's do it.
Let's not screw around anymore.
Let's do it, man.
Screw it out.
We're gonna do it.
No more screwing around.
Here it comes.
Alright. Put away your tinker toys.
My tinker toys are put away.
Yeah, put away your tinker toys.
They are.
Alright. They are away.
Yeah, you ready for Noxcast episode 57?
I think so.
No, wait. This is 58.
It's 58?
Yeah, this is 58. What am I thinking?
I don't know. It seems a little too soon for 58.
No, this is 58.
It's 58?
This is absolutely 58.
You know what? You're right.
I know
I'm
right.
It is 58.
What did I say?
You said 57.
Yeah, but then I corrected myself.
But it's actually 58, like you said the second time.
Whatever, Robert.
Okay, so you're ready for this?
I absolutely am.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You don't sound sure.
I'm totally sure.
I know there's two sides of Jason. There's the sure Jason, and then there's the not sure Jason. I think I'm hearing the not sure Jason right now.
Yeah, this is the sure Jason.
I'm hearing the Jason that's not so sure about this.
I'm totally sure. So what do you?
I don't know. I don't even know what you just said.
I am sure.
You're sure?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm confused. I don't know what we're sure about now.
Here we go. Big money.
All right.
Big money.
All right, ready. All right. Big money.
Yes.
Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
Hey, you want to play some poker?
Yeah,
I got a poker set right here.
I don't have a poker set.
Well, I got a poker set.
I'm not really sure exactly how to play poker. I haven't played it in a long time.
Well, here, I got the poker set, so you don't need to...
All right, well, I forgot how to play poker, but all right.
Here it comes. Poker.
Did you just poke me?
No, that's not what poker is.
I think you're a poker.
Okay, I got the cards here. We're gonna play some Texas Hold'em.
Texas Hold'em. Okay, I don't have any. All right. Okay.
I'm gonna play some Texas Hold'em. I'm shuffling the cards now.
All right, I don't remember how to.
I'm terrible at shuffling.
Dude, I suck at shuffling, but I'm not really I haven't played Texas Hold'em in forever. I'll try it.
Here we go. Now you're gonna have to trust that I'm not gonna cheat here.
All right.
Well, I'm the only one who can see the cards.
I don't have any cards in my hand right now, and I don't even know how to. I don't even think I'm sure exactly how to play Texas Hold'em.
Well, what I'm gonna do is because you can't see your cards. I'm just gonna lay them out, and then we're gonna see who won the hand.
All right. Well, you're probably gonna lie, but okay.
Not gonna lie, man. I'm gonna be truthful.
You're gonna be truthful. All right.
Okay.
I'm putting my iPhone in.
Okay. I'm giving your what?
I'm putting my iPhone in. If I lose, you get my iPhone.
Oh yeah, you got the iPhone. How do you like the iPhone?
I like the iPhone.
I used it this weekend. My uncle had it, and I'll talk about this weekend later.
Oh, okay.
But first, let's get some poker done.
All right.
Okay, here comes your first card, my first card, your first
card.
Taking
my iPod out. I don't trust you.
In fact, I'm gonna tell you what your cards are first before I put down the other cards. Texas Hold'em.
Okay.
You know how to play?
I've already told you like 5 times that I'm not sure if I remember.
Oh, we each get 2 cards. Okay.
Yeah.
We each get 2 cards, and then 3 cards are put down on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, a 4th card is put down on the table, and then a 5th card. And you have to create the best hand out of 5 cards from the possible 7. The 5 on the table and the 2 in your hand.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so your 2 cards, you have a king of hearts and an 8 of diamonds.
Cool. Is that good?
That's my brother's favorite hand. That's what he calls his lucky hand.
Oh, cool. Well, this is my lucky hand. Because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Actually, I don't know.
It's a decent hand.
Cool, all
it's
right.
It's a decent
so,
hand.
So I won.
No, not yet. I have to see what my cards are.
Oh.
You ready?
Yeah.
My cards is the Jack of Diamonds and the 3 of Hearts.
Does that suck for me?
No. Actually, you have a better hand right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But sorry,
it all depends on what the 3 cards are.
Yeah, it's not really it's not really easy doing all this in my head. I don't really.
The first card is a 6 of clubs. The second card is a seven of spades.
Really?
The third card is a nine of clubs. So far, you're looking good.
I am.
Because you have an eight. And there's a six, seven, and nine on the table here.
Oh, wow.
That means you have a possible straight.
Cool.
But I've got a possible nothing.
Oh, wow. So that means I might get to keep my iPhone.
Yeah, well, actually, I guess I have a possible straight if there's an eight and a ten that comes up, but that's unlikely.
Very.
And you have a king and I have a jack, which means that if nothing comes up, then you win because you have the higher card.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Let's see what the fourth card is. It's an ace of spades.
Oh.
That doesn't help me.
No, it doesn't.
And the last card.
What's the last card?
It's a queen of spades.
So it doesn't really do anything for you.
No, you end up winning.
Oh, wow, I actually won. I can't believe I kicked your ass.
You did, you won.
Without even being in the same state as you.
I know, you just won the hand.
I just won the hand without even seeing anything.
You did, that was crazy.
And I keep my iPhone. Wow, I like this game.
You want to play another round?
Sure.
Let's play one more round.
Alright, I'm putting my whole home into this.
Of internet poker.
I'm putting my house, my family into this. If I lose, you can have everything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gaining more confidence. I'm putting my whole life on the line here.
Your cards?
You can have my parents' car.
Is the Jack of Diamonds and the Two of Hearts. That's okay. That's not particularly good.
Yeah.
This is weird. I have the King of Spades and the Three of Hearts. So you ended up getting the Jack and I got the King this time. So this is not looking good for you.
Ah, damn it. Man, I got too cocky.
And here comes the flop. Here comes the first three cards. Ready?
Okay.
Ooh, Queen of Spades.
King.
So the Queen. The Queen comes up. Oh my God! An Ace of Spades. And the third card is a Nine of Diamonds. So thus far, it's looking good for me.
But
you have a possible straight too, I guess, but it's unlikely.
Damn it!
The fourth card. Oh. It's a Ten of Spades. You ready for the last card?
Okay.
Six of Clubs. I win.
Ah, crap, I just lost everything.
I've got high card.
Man, you just got my house. You just got my house and my parents' car. Well, at least I still got my iPhone.
Yeah, well, I won one round. You won the first round. So you want to do a third round to see who wins overall?
Yeah. You can put your soul on the line. If you lose, I get your soul.
My soul?
Yeah.
I will not put my soul online.
Why? I just put my whole house online.
I put an empty tissue box.
Oh yeah, that's what I get for changing my house.
Hey, you're the one who put your house in the line.
Well, okay, but
that's ridiculous. Okay,
well, maybe you should put my house on the line so I can have a chance to win it back.
Okay, fine. I'll put your house on the line.
Okay, my family's not going to be very happy about this.
Okay, here comes the cards. Your cards? This is ridiculous. Why do you keep getting the same thing? Okay, you got a King of Hearts and a Three of Spades.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's pretty good because you got the King there. And here's my cards. Oh,
King,
oh!
What?
I have a king, too. I have a king of diamonds.
Oh!
And a four of clubs.
Oh!
So thus far, it's looking pretty even here. Here comes the first three cards. Queen of spades, a six of hearts, and a nine of diamonds. And here comes the next card. A five of spades. And the next card, a ten of hearts.
Whoa.
I think we tied.
Oh, we tied?
Yeah. Because neither of us have anything. Are you there? Hey, we're back. We got disconnected.
Yeah.
Here comes the tiebreaker to the tiebreaker. You ready?
Tiebreaker to the tiebreaker.
This
all
one
right.
will decide it all.
It'll decide it all. Decide if I'm on the streets or not.
Yes. Here it comes. Okay, your hand Oh, yeah. My God.
What?
You have a King of Clubs and a Queen of Hearts. That's a pretty good hand.
Whoa, that's pretty awesome.
And I have a Jack of Diamonds and a Two of Hearts, so your hand is significantly better than mine.
Yeah, it seems better.
All right, well, let's see what the flop is. Here it comes. A Three of Clubs, a Four of Diamonds, and a Five of Diamonds. So far, it's looking really good for you.
Yeah.
The next card. Oh, it's a King of Diamonds. That's very good for you.
Yep.
I mean, you got a pair now, and I got nothing. And here comes the last card.
Is it Jesus?
It's a Ten of Clubs. That means you win.
I got everything back.
Because I've got nothing.
Wow, so there we started the way we begun.
Yep.
I got my house back.
You won, Robert.
Got my iPod. Sucks that I don't get your soul, though. You wimped out.
I did. I just had a feeling I was going to lose.
Well, your feeling was right.
Well, thank you for listening to Noxcast Poker.
Oh, I thought you were ending the episode.
No. It's Noxcast Poker, man.
We should just end the episode right here. Thank you for watching Noxcast.
It's our first
radio.
Official poker game on Noxcast.
Poker game of a game that I haven't played in a long time. So I had no idea what was going on. And I have no cards in my hand. Well,
and
that was fun. And I won.
You won.
And that was fun.
You won, Robert.
That was fun.
You totally won.
I did. I wasn't even there.
So, Robert, do anything interesting this last couple days?
No, I just got my hair cut really, really short. That's
short?
It. Really, really short.
Short?
Yeah, I went to go get my hair cut, and I told him to take 2 inches off, which ended up taking off more than I thought it would. So now my hair is really, really short. It's shorter than it's been for a few years now.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so I don't have a really long hair anymore.
Hmm.
Yeah, what about you?
I went to a wedding.
Yeah, I heard about the wedding. Chris's wedding.
Yes, Chris, who played Eduardo Spatula Hands in Eduardo Spatula Hands.
Chris Alex.
Chris Alex, he just got married.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, Chris is my cousin. He just got married on... What was it? He got married on Saturday. And he got married to, if you've watched the movies on FilmCow, I'm sure you've seen her. She was the evil accountant in Richard Crumb, and she was the crazy person at the end of Eduardo Spatula Hands, Jennifer Boffo.
One in the straitjacket.
Yes. Yeah, so now they are married, and they are on a cruise right now.
Really? Man, that's romantic.
A cruise to the moon.
I don't think they can come back. They can't live on the moon, man.
No, but they can cruise to the moon.
Yeah, but they'll die, because it's really, really cold.
No, but they've got indoor heating on those ships. It's a new technology.
They can use the hot tub.
And so they're on their cruise to the moon right now. They just got married, and it was a pretty big wedding.
Really?
Yeah, it was a nice wedding. It was lots of people there. Because I got a pretty big extended family.
So it was important.
Lots of Greeks. I come from a big Greek family.
Really? Was there, any fights?
No, there's no fights. There was lots of Greek dancing.
Lots of
Opa! Ha! It's pretty fun. They play loud Greek music, and then you dance around.
Did you do any
circle,
dancing?
Kicking your legs. Yeah, I did tons of dancing.
You danced?
I was dancing all night.
You were dancing?
Well, I can do Greek dancing. I can't do, modern dance.
Oh, you can't do, break dancing?
No, I can't do break dancing. I can do Greek dancing.
The hell's Greek dancing?
Actually, let me play Greek music. You won't be able to hear it, Robert, but...
Yeah, so I won't learn any... I'm the one who wants to hear it, and I'm not going to get to hear it.
Oh, well.
All right.
Yeah, so it was a pretty big wedding. We went up, and, there was, I forget how many people there were there, but,
10,000?
No, not 10,000. Not nearly that much.
5,000?
No.
1,000?
Definitely hundreds, though.
100,000?
No.
500,000?
No, there was I think 200 people, maybe more. I don't know. Probably more. I have no idea how many people there were. There was a lot, though. That's all I remember.
Wow, so, wow, you guys know a lot of people.
Yeah, well, we have, most of them I don't know. It's weird extended family. We have family, like, all the way up in New York, and then in North Carolina, and then in Virginia, and then in Florida, and then New Jersey, and then they all just came down for the wedding.
They all just came down.
Yeah, they came down, wedding. We partied the night away.
And you danced.
We danced, the Greek dances.
I don't know what Greek dancing is.
You could probably look it up on YouTube.
I think I'm going to do that now.
Greek dancing.
Greek dancing.
Let me look that up and see if it's accurate. Oh, yeah, I think if you search for Greek dancing, the first video...
Make sure it's not like...
Might be right.
Make sure it's not like a bunch of, like, booty dancing.
Because it's, they seem to have the outfit right in the first video, so I'm assuming it's correct.
The one that's called Greek Dance?
Yeah.
6 minutes and 15 seconds? Wow.
Well, this video is kind of lame, actually, so I wouldn't recommend watching it.
And
I'm looking at it now, and this isn't anything like...
It's hot. There's a bunch of, like, wow. It's actually kind of gay.
Yeah, no, that's not what happened at the wedding.
Right.
No, I'm looking for come on, where is it?
I don't know, Jason. I don't know what the hell is going on that night.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there anyway, either. Yeah, I can't find any videos that accurately represents this.
Maybe
oh, well.
you should make your own video of you Greek dancing.
Well, we took video at the event, so...
Oh, you should put that online.
I don't have it. Someone else took it.
Oh. Okay.
It was fun, though. Lots of Greeks dancing around and yelling Opa.
Opa? Opa? What the hell does Opa mean?
It means a lot of things, actually.
It means a lot of things? Like
it mean, like, hooray?
Or does it mean, like, go screw yourself?
No, it doesn't mean that.
Oh. Does it mean, like, I hate this place?
No.
Or boo!
No, it doesn't mean that.
Does it mean get off the stage? No.
No.
Not even close.
No.
It's happy.
Yasu!
Yasu! What does that mean?
You know, I'm not going to tell you any of this. You can look it up.
What? Come on, this is...
You can look it up.
You're going to make me look this up?
Yeah, I'm going to make you look it up.
I don't even know what you just said.
Yasu!
Yasu! Yasu? I don't even know what that is.
Yasu!
How do I look that up?
Opa!
Oh, God, I hate you. Opa and Yasu. Why don't you just tell me?
Yeah, so the Pappuses, the Lapuses, the Didymuses, they all came down.
What?
Well, my family is the Pappuses, and then there's Lapuses and the Didymus.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, it was all came down in one big meet. I got to see people I haven't seen in a while. It was great. So yeah, Eduardo Spatula Hands got married.
That's pretty cool. You know, that's pretty big news.
That is.
How old is he?
I don't know. I think he's 20, 25, 26 maybe. I don't know. Here, let me look it up. I'm looking it up now. I'm going to find out exactly how old Chris is. Chris is 25.
Okay, I don't know what just happened. Like, it said you weren't online, but it said everybody else was online.
We are back.
All right.
We are recording.
Hey.
Skype keeps screwing up on us.
Yeah, that was weird. Like, it said you weren't on Skype, but it said, like, these three other people were, so I don't know what the hell just happened.
I don't know.
I think that was your fault.
I don't know. It said you weren't online.
It said you weren't, but it wasn't my internet because, like, four other people were online, so...
Other people were online in my list, too.
That's just weird. I don't know what the hell just happened. Somebody's screwing with this.
I think Skype is just evil.
Yeah. So, what were you doing? Oh, you were looking up your,
Yeah, he's
age.
25.
Oh, 25. How do you spell Yasu?
I think it's Y-A-S-S-O. But it might be something totally different.
Yasu! Yes, who?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's not important. Who cares? Nobody cares. Nobody cares what Yasu means. It's like Mamma Mia. Who cares what Mamma Mia means? What does Mamma Mia mean?
Mamma Mia?
Is it just something people
Mamma
say?
Mamma Mia!
Mamma Mia, what does it mean?
Mamma Mia!
It's just like one of those things that has like no meaning.
Mamma Mia!
But when you hear it, you know it's not good.
Mamma Mia!
This is the best show ever.
Mamma Mia!
You and me are so...
Mamma Mia!
We are so blessed to have such an awesome show.
Mamma Mia!
Yeah, Mamma Mia. That's cool, good for him. I hope they're happy. I hope she doesn't try to kill him.
Mamma Mia!
I hope she doesn't try to kill him, eh?
Mamma Mia! Hey, I started up a new webcomic.
Yeah, I know you did. Tragic Fate.
Yeah, everyone should go to tragicfate.com.
Tragicfate.com.
You should see my webcomic.
You started up a webcomic, man. You're doing everything. Man, look at that.
He
brings her like a box full of chocolates that's shaped like a heart. And the girl's like, aw. So then she tears her heart out and gives him a real heart.
Yes.
And because, you know, he gave her a fake heart with chocolates in it. But then she tears out her heart and then gives it to him.
Yeah, it's very sad.
It's very sad. Let's go back. Oh, look, there's a guy.
No, stop. Don't ruin it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
People need to see it for themselves.
Okay, sorry. I got a little too excited.
Yeah, tragicfate.com.
Got a little riled up. Tragicfate.com.
Soon, Robert.
Soon what?
Soon 20% of the internet will be my websites.
It's getting pretty close. What you got? Film Cow, you got Spatula of Madness, Tragic.
I actually have 34 domains, but...
Well, that's not that many.
Most of them are just placeholders.
Yeah. What's with you and all these freaking domains?
I don't know, man. Some people collect stamps, I collect domains.
You collect domains. Alright.
I do. What do you collect, Robert?
Me.
What's that?
I collect movies.
Movies?
Yeah, I try to get as many movies as I can. Like, instead of rent... Like, if I haven't seen a movie,
mm-hmm.
instead of renting it, I'll buy it just so I can have it. Like, even if I don't like it, I'll still keep it because I collect them. So I have a bunch of movies.
Yeah, I have a bunch of movies, too, but I lost most of mine in Hurricane Katrina. I used to have many movies.
You lost a lot there.
I used to have so many movies, I had, like, walls and cities filled with movies.
I don't know, I don't believe you.
I had giant planets.
I don't believe
that
you.
That existed for no purpose other than to hold my massive movie collections.
Listen, I don't believe you. You didn't even have that much money. How could you... You were living off jalapeno peppers or whatever.
My movies... span the galaxy.
I don't believe you. I don't think anybody listening to this...
Fact. You could stack my movies on top of each other and it would
reach... Don't even listen to this
guy. It would reach Venus.
Okay, I just wanted to say that I collect movies. But yeah, I have... Even movies that I hate so much, I will not get rid of them. Just so I can say that I have them.
Like just what?
Resident Evil 2, the movie.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, what's it called? Extinction? I forgot what it was called. Resident Evil. No, you're thinking of Alien Resurrection, which also sucked.
Oh, Apocalypse, that's what it was.
Oh, Resident Evil Apocalypse. Yeah, that movie sucked, but I still have it. But that's also because of my other rule. I have a rule that if I buy a movie and then there's a sequel, even if the sequel sucks, I have to buy it to complete the series.
That's pretty dumb.
It is pretty dumb, but I don't know why. I don't know. I have some kind of weird movie thing. Like, if I get... Like, when I got Resident Evil, I thought that was an okay movie. I mean, it wasn't really... didn't really seem like a Resident Evil movie, but... It was okay as its own movie.
It was okay.
But then Resident Evil Apocalypse came out, and I thought that movie really sucked. But, you know, I had the first one. So I got to get this one. And now I know the third one's really gonna suck. But you know what? I'm gonna get that one.
Oh, by the way, Yasu means hello.
Oh, really? Was that really? Thanks. Same with Mortal Kombat. Do you like Mortal Kombat, the movie?
No.
You don't like Mortal Kombat?
I don't think I've seen it, actually.
Oh, you haven't?
I've seen bits and pieces.
The same thing goes there. Like, I love the first Mortal Kombat. Even though it's, like, really, really lame and cheesy, it's still, like, a guilty pleasure. Because it's just so, it's just so cool and ridiculous. But the second one, even though I don't like it, I still have it to complete the series.
Because you're an idiot.
I have a problem.
Because you're a moron.
I have a problem.
You can't let go, Robert.
I can't let go.
You can't just say...
I can't believe you haven't seen Mortal Kombat.
I saw the Street Fighter movie.
I haven't seen that.
I can't believe you haven't seen the Street Fighter movie. Oh.
Was it good?
No.
Man, Mortal Kombat is better than Street Fighter.
I don't know, it was like Street Fighter.
Man, Mortal Kombat's better than Street Fighter.
I always liked Street Fighter.
Man, don't even get me started.
I was always a Street Fighter kind of guy.
Because my uncle was a hardcore gamer when I was 8, and he got me into, like, Mortal Kombat and stuff like that. So I grew up playing Mortal Kombat.
Was your uncle named Doug?
My uncle, no,
Did
he's
uncle
Larry.
Doug?
His name is Larry.
Uncle Larry?
Uncle Larry.
Did Uncle Larry work in a coffee shop?
No, he's a mailman.
Uncle Larry the mailman?
Yeah, he's a mailman.
Did Uncle Larry deliver mail to people?
Yeah.
So you're saying that your Uncle Larry goes to people's houses that he doesn't know, and he gives them letters?
Yes, he does. It's his job.
It's pretty creepy, man. Your Uncle Larry is creepy.
You think he's creepy?
He goes to people's houses he doesn't know and he gives them stuff. That's pretty weird.
That's his job.
Oh, yeah, it's his job.
And it's important.
It's his job. Okay, it's important.
How are people going
to... He has to go to strangers' houses and give them random letters.
Okay, some people... Okay. If it weren't for people like him, I wouldn't have my iPhone.
You ordered your iPhone online?
I got my iPhone online.
What?
I got it online.
From where?
I got eBay.
You bought an iPhone on eBay?
Yeah, because it was all those, we couldn't find anywhere in stores.
You're one of the people who actually bought it on eBay? You couldn't have waited a week?
No, I couldn't wait a week.
How much did you pay for it?
Like $600?
Was it the big version or the small version? Because they've got like a 4 and 8 gigabyte one.
It was the 4, I think it was an 8 gigabyte.
Better have been. You better not have overpaid $100 for an iPhone. Just to get it a week early. Did you?
Because...
You did, Robert, didn't you?
I got the 4 gig, alright?
I knew it. No, you paid an extra $100 just so you could get the iPhone a couple of days earlier.
God, I shouldn't even brought it up.
I can't believe that, Robert.
Well, it's here now. It's in good shape. It was still in the box. It's fine.
Robert, you were the reason that the stores were out. It's because so many people were going just to sell them on eBay.
Well, so what? What do you want me to go? What do you want me to wait until they're in stores?
Yes.
You know who I am?
Did you have a phone that worked?
Actually, the reason why I wanted the iPhone is because the cell phone I have now, like the microphone, screwed up. So I needed a phone, okay?
How long has the microphone been screwed up?
About a week.
Hmm.
About a week, so I needed a phone.
It just happened to screw up right when the iPhone was coming out.
Yeah, it did, I swear to God. Like, it works, but I had to, like, talk really
loud.
You didn't accidentally
drop it into the sink or anything?
No. I didn't do anything to it. Like, the microphone, it sounds like I'm, like, far away. Like, people can barely hear me, and I've been having to use my house phone. So, I got my iPhone, okay? So, man, you know what? I don't bother you about your Yasus or whatever. You don't bother me about my iPhone.
iPhone.
The iPhone's awesome.
iPhone. Well, we're at the end of the episode now.
I like it. Don't even...
We're at the end of the episode, Robert.
Alright. You know what? I don't even want to talk to you anymore anyway.
We're at the end of the episode, Robert.
I don't even want to talk to you anyway.
We're at the end.
In fact, I don't even think I want to talk to you.
What's that? Okay. I can't. You break it up.
Let's just end the episode.
Fine.
Let's end the episode.
Fine, we'll end it.
I'm not your friend anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to go to your house and dig it up and dig your house up and put it on the back of a truck. And I'm going to drive it to Wisconsin, and I'm going to plant it in Wisconsin. And then you're going to have to live in Wisconsin.
No, please, no, please.
You're going to have to live in Wisconsin.
Please. No, not Wisconsin. Why?
You're going to have to eat the Wisconsin food.
Why?
You're
going to have
to talk to Wisconsinians.
What did I do to deserve this?
You paid an extra $100 for an iPhone.
So what?
That's what you did.
It's only $100 extra bucks.
$100 that could have fed poor starving kids in Wisconsin.
There's poor starving kids in Wisconsin?
I'm sure there's some. And you're going to find out because you're going to be there.
No, I'm not.
You're going to be in Wisconsin digging up your house.
No, I'm not. I'm calling the police if you do.
Yeah, the Wisconsin police.
Because I think that's illegal.
The Wisconsin police.
No. People are going to notice that there's a big hole in the ground where my house used to be, okay? You're not going to get away with it.
I think I will.
No, you won't. No, you don't. I will slap you if you try. If you try to take my house, I will slap you.
Whatever.
I just won it back from that friggin' poker game we were playing earlier.
Whatever.
You're just a sore loser, that's all it is. That's what it all comes down to, huh? You were mad because I beat you in that game.
Whatever.
God, I hate you.
Alright, well, we'll see you next week.
I hope your phone breaks and then you have to pay an extra $100 for an iPhone.
I'm not gonna buy an iPhone.
Why?
Because I don't need an iPhone. I don't need my phone to communicate with alien planets and microwave pizzas.
Man, I don't even want to talk to you anymore.
I need my phone to call people and let me talk to them. That's what my phone needs to do.
Well, I can't talk to anybody with my phone.
And I can do that with my free Motorola phone.
I don't even know what that is.
It's a Motorola. It's a company.
Really? I've never even heard of Motorola.
Yeah, they make phones. And if you sign up for, like, cell phone services, you can usually get, like, a cheap phone for free.
Okay.
And
right.
It works. I call people and they can hear me and I can hear them.
Well, I guess that's what it all comes down to in the end. Ugh, God, now I got the hiccups. Thanks a lot, man. Got the friggin' hiccups.
Alright, well, we'll see you next week.
This show is going to be the reason I die.
Bye.
Goodbye, everybody.